Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
There's going to be times where we're going to need to go full speed. We're going to throw a lot into that. We did in the spring as much as we could, albeit in helmets only. So we're going to have to do as much kind of exploration as we can through practice and then maybe throw some live in there as well.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott there earlier today when he met with the media a little bit after 9 o'clock, talking there about the change to the kickoffs. And what's going on there? I mean, they were trying to do a little bit in the spring when they could. It was just helmets. Talked a little bit there as well. At times, they're going to have to go full go to really get an understanding of what the new kickoffs are going to be. And that is just one of the main storylines to follow, not just through training camp, but the preseason and even the early parts of the season as well. Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you, of course, by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We now are going to go to the West Her Hotline as Alex Braske of the Batavia Daily News joins us on the West Her Hotline. Alex, good morning, man. How are we doing today?
Yeah, hey, Zach, doing great. Beautiful day out here at St. John Fisher University. The place is packed. Plenty of Bills fans. Not a cloud in the sky. Couldn't ask for better.
I was going to say I'm not jealous at all, but I can't lie. I'm the only guy not in training camp right now. I'm trying to do a show and look at like all like the videos and the tweets. Alex, I'm doing a terrible job at keeping my expectations level right now because of that.
Yeah, FOMO going on here, Zach.
Oh, it's brutal.
I feel you. As someone who has covered training camp part-time in the past, whenever there were days that I wasn't able to attend, I always hope for rain on those days.
Yeah, like I don't want to be a bad guy, but like, yeah, like I'm seeing in the forecast, like potential showers here in Buffalo. I'm like, I can't win today. Like, what is happening?
Right. Yeah, but great to be here. It's a great thing that the Bills do every year. I know a lot of teams and fans don't get this opportunity to get the increased access with the players. They come around after practice, sign a bunch of autographs, and you really get close to the action, seeing the actual game speed that these players play at. It's really remarkable.
And on that game speed, just from what I've been able to see on Twitter, it kind of sounds like practice. It's been high energy really right from the go. I'm seeing just like it seems like every other tweet, touchdown here, big play on defense here. It seems like the energy is at a high level right now.
Absolutely, and I think the entire team, the whole organization, really taking on the identity of the two new coordinators. I think they've really injected a very large level of youthful exuberance into this team and onto this roster, and I think it's well served them well thus far. They worked on a lot of red zone to begin their 7-on-7, 11-on-11, a lot of players catching the ball in the end zone, just a few of them here. You had Keon Coleman come away with his first touchdown at training camp. Also, Josh Allen connected with Dalton Kincaid on a short stick route after that touchdown. Connor McGovern did the honors. A little Gronk spike in the end zone. Tyrell Shavers came down with a touchdown reception, working against Mike Edwards, who's been playing with the second team to start training camp. It's been an interesting development here. Damar Hamlin's been out there alongside Taylor Rapp, working with the first team defense. I know a lot of people questioning whether or not Damar Hamlin's even going to make this team. After seeing him out there with the first team, I think that's pretty much a lock at this point. You also had Marquez Valdez-Scantling, touchdown reception, working against Kyer Elam. And then everybody's fan favorite, Justin Shorter, getting in on the action as well. So a lot of action already, looking for more throughout the day.
There we go. The Justin Shorter, he is a guy, just the whole offseason leading up to the wide receivers was like, I don't know. Like, he was a number one recruit out of high school. Like, what could happen there? So it's nice to see him performing well, at least on day one. You mentioned Damar Hamlin. I saw Aaron Quinn, a cover one, mention you saw him as a dark horse. What were your feelings on Hamlin coming into camp this year?
Yeah, just the experience within the system. He's played the most snaps of any player in that safety room within the Sean McDermott defense. You had Taylor Rapp spending 1 year with this team in more of a reserve role last year. But aside from Hamlin, there's really no experience within the Sean McDermott defense. And I think the what they ask of their safeties within this defense, I think, is a lot. And I think you need that experience level, especially when you have a rookie coming in Cole Bishop. I think that serves him well. And also just the performance he put out there during the offseason training program, getting his hands on balls, coming away with an interception, just looking supremely confident out there. And you have to remember, this is a player in Damar Hamlin when he backed up Micah Hyde when he went down a few years ago, came in, recorded 90 tackles in a season. So this is a capable NFL player, and I know that he experienced that scary situation, and a lot of the media coverage shifted to that whole situation and away from his football ability. But this is a capable football player. This is a player with experience, and I think this is a player that the Bills like at that safety position. Cole Bishop, obviously, I think, the future at the position, but maybe in the short term you put Hamlin out there in order to stem the tide until Bishop is ready.
And you mentioned there Cole Bishop. What are you expecting out of him, I guess, in this early part? I know Sal's taking a little bit of heat on Twitter as well for even mentioning that he could start on special teams. But like, as you mentioned, like, this defense asks a lot of their safeties. It's why Hyde and Poyer were so important. Is it fair to kind of go really slow with Cole Bishop here?
Absolutely. The complexity of the defense, and as I mentioned, just what they ask of their safeties within this scheme, I think it'd be a lot to ask of a rookie to throw all that at him in his first season, especially trying to fill the shoes of two former veteran starters who really led this defense for the past number of years, as Khalil Shakir takes a swing pass for a touchdown from Josh Allen. So really, they're really embodying that everybody eats mentality here at training camp. But what was the question that kind of shifted my concentration?
No, you're fine. It was more, is it fair to kind of expect the Bills to really go slow with Bishop?
Yeah, for sure. The complexity of the defense, what they ask from the safeties, and then just I think when everybody hears special teams, they kind of cringe a little bit, and they think that that's reserved for fourth, fifth guys on the depth chart. But no, the Bills value special teams, and you'll see players, meaningful players out there getting meaningful special team snaps, and I don't think that would negate the opportunity for Bishop to still contribute on defense. I think you'll see him maybe in a specialist role near the line of scrimmage, coming in, rushing the passer, one of his specialties. I think that's kind of how you acclimate him into the system, maybe taking small bites out of things rather than giving him the whole meal all at once.
And you did mention the two coordinators, of course, Joe Brady and Bobby Babich. Today, though, again, and I don't want to say like it's shocking, but again, McDermott not really committal on who is going to call plays on defense, whether it be himself or Bobby Babich. Where do you see that ultimately playing out? I think for me personally, I'm at a point I do think it's going to be Babich, but I do find it fascinating that now going into day one of camp, we still don't know.
Yeah, Babich was out here calling the defensive plays during the team drills on day one of training camp. Sean McDermott was asked about it in his pre-practice press conference. Obviously, still hasn't made that decision. He says they'll make that throughout training camp. But I think they just want to give him a look doing it in game situations. And McDermott says he already has a good idea in his mind how he wants to go with that. So I think he's just kind of holding out and reserving the right to maybe shift his opinion at this point. But I think he's trending toward naming Bobby Babich as a defensive play caller. And I think it's just a matter of getting those reps during practice, getting those reps during the preseason, because as you heard from Babich during the offseason, this is something he's never done before. And he was humble enough to say that you really don't know if you're capable of something until you actually do it. And I think hearing those words from him rang true, and I think the Bills are really taking it slow with Babich, similarly to how they're taking it with Cole Bishop, both rookies in their new role.
Last thing on the defense for me, Alex, it's been a storyline, I would now say, going into 2 years, the health of Von Miller. I know the guys at Cover One, namely Aaron Quinn, very excited at what he's kind of seen and the idea that, you know, it's usually a year after the torn ACL, you'll see the kind of pop. But what do you imagine from Miller coming forward?
Yeah, I was asked this last night on the Overreaction Pod. Joe Miller and Jerry Ostrowski had me on and asked me what my expectations are. And I hate to ever use a cop-out answer that you don't know what to expect, but you truly don't know what to expect from this guy. He's entered last season and really preaching to the entire country that he was ready to go, could be ready week one, and obviously didn't see him come back until, I believe, week six. And once he did come back, he was a complete zero out there until the Chiefs game. So I'm not sure what to expect from Von Miller. He has said that he's feeling much better and is entering the season full go at training camp, which is obviously a much better sign than last year when he kind of had to ramp things up. So I'm not sure what to expect. I think a good expectation for him and one that the Bills would be happy with would be in between 5 to 8 sacks, working as the third pass rusher behind Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa, who I believe are in line to start for this team. If you can get 5 to 8 sacks out of Von Miller, I think you're ecstatic. And I think that would also trigger some of the incentives that he restructured his contract with, and maybe he can earn back some of that money. He's out here. He's going through drills with his team. He looks to be spry and looks to be ready to put some good stuff on film here.
On the Western Hotline, Alex Braske of Batavia Daily News. Alex, last thing for me, because I know you want to get back to watching practice. On the offensive side of things, you mentioned it. They're spreading the ball out. I am of the belief they want to get away from the number one wide receiver. They just want to have a bunch of guys who can get open, get it done, just constantly have consistent options. Are you kind of on the same page, or are you thinking a little different there?
Absolutely, especially the way that I've seen this first day of training camp play out. Let's see here. We have 1, 2, 3. I believe 6 different players have caught touchdown passes during this period in close near the red zone. So, they're definitely going to be spreading the ball around. And why not? When you don't have that number one bona fide target and you have all the guys that you brought in off the free agency in the draft, they certainly have a plethora of options. I think a deeper wide receiver crew than they had this past year. But still some decisions to be made and some sorting out to figure out the target share. And you still have to have guys that you can rely on in big spots. And I think Josh Allen is going to have to develop that rapport and chemistry over the next few weeks and find out kind of who the lead dogs are and then have everyone fill in behind. But, yeah, I think a lot of people or a lot of wide receivers on this team are going to get opportunity to shine this year.
Awesome. Alex, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Love to hear from you. And enjoy the rest of practice, man.
All right, thanks, Zach. Anytime.
That was Alex Braske of Batavia Daily News there on the Wester Hotline. Don't want to keep anyone too long. I don't want to take my FOMO and put it on other people. I'm not too much of a villain. I am slightly a villain, though. I am rooting for Rain. But, I'm having a tough time keeping the expectations level. Because I'm thrilled to hear that they are spreading the ball out as much as they are. Early, again, no pads. It's day one, the whole thing. But that's sort of where I've been banging the drum, is that that's where I think this Bills team wants to go. They don't want to be so overly reliant. They don't want their offense to be so reliant on just the one guy. And that was a big problem they've run into, I would argue, the last 2 years, that it's been so reliant on Stephon Diggs getting open. And he is great, arguably still is, but definitely was with the Bills, that it was okay. It made sense. It looked good. It was right to do so. But once they never really replaced John Brown, and Gabe Davis never really became that number two reliable receiver they needed him to be, and then when the free agent targets started to not work out, Emmanuel Sanders worked out for about half a year, and then ultimately, you know, you get nothing out of Jameson Crowder, and then equally so, but for different reasons, you get nothing out of Sherfield and Hardy, the problems and the cracks in the foundation really started to show. And I think that's why the Bills are moving away from it. You also are seeing as well a much taller wide receiver room. Keon Coleman, of course, being kind of the main character of that just because he's the draft pick. But outside of Curtis Samuel, like, everybody they brought in is over 6'2", 6'3". They're going to be a bigger roster that kind of can just go up and win contested catches or be a mismatch in, you know, I would say one-on-one situations, but I'd even just argue, like, in the red zone, what have you. They want those mismatches because I think we're now at a point with Josh Allen. He's great. It's not that you need to baby him or you need to get, you know, perfect receivers for him. I mean, you always want to, like, go the way that works best for him. But in the sense of just go get guys that are going to be talented that can win with him putting the ball as close as humanly possible as he can to him, I think it's going to be a big thing. And then you do add in a guy like Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel who can work underneath, get open in the middle of the field, quick outs. I think that's going to be great for this team. And again, hearing that early on as well, the Bills offense is having some success spreading the ball around. I think it's just A+, A+, A+. I think it's fantastic. On the defense, though, talked a lot there with Alex Brasky on the defense. They are, to me, I don't want to say they're an interesting unit. I think maybe the most interesting thing here is hearing that Damar Hamlin is getting stretches here with the ones. He is somebody that I would argue many of us kind of just had written off at a certain point. I think Alex even brought up that many people just had him as he's not going to make the team. And now he's also played a full year post his essentially his heart attack on the field. Now you kind of wonder, where's he at? He was able to play last year after just a few months after his incident. Now it's a full year after that. Where's he going to be at? And if he's a starting safety, and again, they can go slow with Cole Bishop, and it's working, I think that's a key there too. If it's not working, I don't want it. But if it's working and they can just go slow with Cole Bishop, I think it's going to be huge for the development of this team and really the depth overall of this team. That has been a thing, I think, on the defenses specifically. They just have not had enough depth to get them through the season, and it's got them bit too many times in the playoffs. I think now they've set themselves up to be able to handle that. I think that's also where you're seeing Kyer Elam, and they're not giving up on him, and they want to make that work, even if it ultimately is something where they don't sign him back to a second contract or what have you. They want to get it to a point where he is playable, that they can have the depth at the secondary so they don't have to go make a trade for Rasul Douglas, which ultimately, yes, did work, but they don't want, I think, to go towards that route again. Instead, just add a player that is just going to help rather than add a player because you have a desperate need, which I think they did run into that problem. I think a few times last year, ultimately, that it's just you did not have the depth you needed. I mean, you're calling guys off the bench rather than going to some of your young guys, which that's something I was frustrated with. Ultimately, it did happen, though, with the linebackers. Would have much rather gone with Dorian Williams, but that's neither here nor there. That's last year. Where now they have depth and they have health. I think that is easily, I think, the biggest storyline of today before practice, and I think even going into practice, is the health of this team going forward. They are younger. They're not relying on older guys. You know, the wear and tear that was developing on a lot of these players, they are not relying on that as much as years past. And while it worked for a long time, and this defense has consistently been very, very good up at the top of the NFL, which is unheard of often, in the NFL, defenses have a lot of turnover in terms of how good they are year to year. The Bills have, though, been able to be one of the best units in football year after year after year. You add now in big playmaking talent and potentially a healthy Von Miller. I mean, Alex was a little bit less, I guess, you know, jumping for joy as maybe Aaron Quinn was from a few days ago, which is good. You know, you got to have the ebb and flow. But I do think we are heading in a better direction for the Bills going forward. They may not have, you know, necessarily star power in a few, or, you know, right away, because we're still learning who these guys are. But last year, Terrell Bernard was somewhat of an unknown guy. He was a third round pick, and because he wasn't able to practice much of training camp, there was constant worries about what actually was going to be going on at the middle linebacker position. Should Matt Milano just be middle linebacker? Should they move him inside? What have you? Instead, he turned out to be a star I wonder if there's more guys on this roster that have just been waiting for an opportunity and are going to get it. I think as well, we saw a few of those guys last year, Khalil Shakir maybe being one of them on the offense, who were just waiting for an opportunity, and now they're going to pop. Because this team is very, very good at player development. They may not sign all these guys back, but very rarely do they have guys just not landing on NFL rosters. I mean, very, very rarely. It is one of their best qualities. It's exciting. I'm trying to keep a level head in terms of what I've seen on day one. Practice has officially ended for day one here at training camp, and it's going to be a fun ride, I think. I'm excited for the season. I'm excited as hell. It's a different team. It's young. The vibes seem great, which when you have the quarterback, when you have a talented roster, I think that might be one of the most important things, if not the most important thing, for a team looking for its first Super Bowl. Going to take a quick timeout here if you want to join the show. Give your thoughts on what you want to see in training camp this year, what you're most excited for. 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.